You're listening to Advent Art, a podcast series telling the Advent story through four fascinating paintings on display at the National Gallery in London. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelisation, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
The second picture that we're looking at is the Visitation to the Virgin of St. Elizabeth. We don't actually know who the painter is. He just has the title of the Workshop of the Master. And this painting seems to have been produced around about 1515. And in a way, it's a very straightforward, beautifully executed exposition of the Visitation. And here we have the two principal figures of Elizabeth and Mary, and they're set in this very beautiful and intriguing background, because we have all the flora and fauna, but in the distant background is a town and a river that's coming along, and then in the more immediate background is probably the town where Elizabeth herself was, with a sense of the palaces and a sense of the temple there too. And then a little figure, maybe Zachariah, the husband of Elizabeth. I think that's the most probable thing. Some people suggest that it might be Joseph or something like that. I think it's more likely to be Zachariah. And lots of wildlife, two little figures on a road going out of the city, who look to me as if they're religious figures. So it's an interesting picture filled with life. But our main focus on these two extraordinary women who meet. And when you look at them, it's both still and dynamic. It's still because Elizabeth, in a beautiful gesture, is putting her hand on the pregnant Mary over her womb, greeting it. And of course, that's suggestive of the whole scriptural reference where she is carrying John, and John is greeting the child in Mary's womb. But their hands are entwined, so you have a great sense that these two women are supportive and knowing of one another. But they're also recollected women. They also are concentrating on the mystery that they are both carrying and its relationship. What do you think about this, Christopher?
Your fauna and flora sort of image, it's a picture that sort of oozes life. Mm. An abundance of life, richness. There's a lusciousness in the vegetation, in the trees and in the grass. And I think that's reflected also in those two figures, that here are the two bearers of life, but also the old and the young. I think the older Elizabeth coming together, you know, someone who St. Luke reminds us was barren, but here now is the bearer of life. And it reminds us, I think, of God's presence. Here are two women who bear God's presence in a real way. The Word made flesh in the womb of in Our Lady, but also in the womb of Elizabeth, that sign of promise and that sign of hope and that sign that God is among his people once again.
I think that's very true. I mean, the whole idea of life is very strong in this picture. I mean, suddenly you get a sense of the creation itself bearing life as these two women bear life. And of course, the life that they're bearing is the human life of John the Baptist and also Christ. But it's also the way in which suddenly God has come and renewed his creation. And the colours are superb. You have Elizabeth, clearly the older woman, clearly in an older fashion, really, dressed in this most magnificent, luscious pink garment with her beads round her waist. And then Mary in her traditional deep, full, rich costume of blue. Of course, what Luke is also suggesting to us is that these two women constitute the beginning of the church, that they have both experienced God's power in their life as a complete surprise, unexpectedly, God doing what was impossible. And, of course, in the midst of creation, God is doing what is impossible by bringing himself into that world. So these two women, the beginning of the church, interesting that it's two women that Luke chooses, and also the way in which each generation witnesses to the other. Mary the younger generation, Elizabeth the older generation, both of them recognizing God's work. And in recognizing God's work in each other, they allow each other to bring forth the fruit, not just of their wombs, but of their souls and of their life.
Nothing is impossible to God. And I think those even those stones around the figures are not sort of inconsequential. Nothing is a stumbling block. Nothing is an obstacle to God's presence. And I think what both these women ooze is the presence of God.
The other thing I think that the master has given us here is you have these two women who clearly dominate, but it's a very intense personal moment for them. What's happening in the rest, in the background, is everybody going about their business and the world going on as normal. And of course, that's absolutely right, because it's into this world, almost imperceptibly, that God comes and he works his miracle.
Advent Art is a joint production by cliftondiocese.com and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the multi-award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. We'd like to pass on our thanks to the National Gallery for all their help in making this series. Why not visit the Gallery's excellent website at nationalgallery.org.uk.